Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, about orientation sessions held this month for area high school students who will be taking concurrent credit courses at the center in the fall. This month, you have orientation sessions for area high school students who are going to be taking concurrent credit courses in the fall. When are those, and can you explain what that is, what that program is?
Sure. We require all students, and hopefully their parents will be attending a while, to attend as well, and to attend our mandatory orientation sessions. So one thing I always want to stress to students, by attending the orientation, they are not committing themselves to the college experience, the academy experience. It's simply a time that we're going to meet with students, we're going to meet with parents, we're going to kind of just share what our expectations are of these high school students taking college credit classes, make sure that the students and parents understand the schedule, how the classes are dual credit, attendance policies, you know, just kind of the ins and outs of what being a college student really entails. We will also have a session during the orientation where the students will go and meet with their academy instructor to learn more program-specific information. Ask questions, tour the labs, tour the classrooms. Just really, it's a time to make sure that this is going to be the best possible fit for the student. After the orientation events are complete, you know, we do receive calls that say, you know, a student might call and say, hey, I thought I wanted to go into something. After orientation, I realize it's not what I'm looking for. I need to change my mind. And that's absolutely okay. That's really what the goal of orientation is, to make sure that the student is completely informed about the experience they're getting into.
And do students need to sign up for a certain orientation, or is it open doors?
We ask the students RSVP. So this week we are working on sending out the orientation invitation letters to students and their parents. We have three key dates programmed. We're doing it a little bit differently this year. In years past, we've done one really large group presentation at the high school, and then we bust everyone here. This year we're going to be breaking them into orientation dates by like programs. So, for instance, on April 19th, that's our first orientation date. We've kind of coordinated that to be our business and information technology academies, as well as our health science academies. So students will actually get an invitation listing the academy that they signed up for and which date they should be attending. They are all from 6 until 7 p.m. right here at the Washington County Regional Center. Dates are going to be April 19th, 20th, and also the 25th. So if a student has a question as to which date they should be attending, they can give our office a call or refer to the letter that they'll be receiving.
And again, this is a chance for students and parents to decide whether or not this is truly the right choice for them at this time.
Exactly. And again, I want to just stress that parent attendance piece as well, because it's so important that the parent is hearing the same information that we are presenting to their student.
And before I let you go, can you remind us again what some of those academies are that are open to the high school students in the area?
Yeah, we have so many great opportunities for our partner high school students. The whole main focus of this building is really the career and technical education and expanded programming opportunities that we can provide in that area. So to highlight some of our career and technical ed, it would be our ACE Academy, Architecture, Construction, Engineering, Welding and Advanced Manufacturing, our Automotive Technology, as well as our Automotive Collision and Repair, Project Lead the Way Engineering, Graphic Design, Information Technology, our Patient Care Program, a great academy for any student that has an interest in multiple health science careers. And then as well as our Criminal Justice Academy, our Liberal Arts and Science offerings, there's just really a great opportunity for multiple students to have just diverse career interests.
That's been today's Washington Page with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.